Our next story is about some forgotten heroes of war. Horses have served men in countless conflicts through the ages. They've rarely been honored for their military service, though. A new exhibit in London seeks to pay tribute to the millions of horses that died in battle over the centuries. The World's Laura Lynch reports on the exhibit and the inspiration behind it.
Within seconds of stepping into the War Horse exhibit at London's National Army Museum, visitors are transported to the lush green fields of Devon. The pastoral scene also features at the start of the children's novel and play that inspired the exhibit, a horse appropriated from a Devon farm and shipped off to the front. War Horse was written by Michael Morpurgo. He says it all began when he met a World War I veteran of a cavalry regiment in his local pub. Morpurgo asked him what he did during the war.
And then he said something wonderful. He said, "I was there with horses." And he said it like that, "with horses." And then he just started talking.
Horses. The new exhibit traces the use of horses in wars down the centuries through World War I. Curator Pip Dodd says they were critical, and not just for charging into battle.
The horse really was the motorised vehicle and the helicopter and the transport ship and plane of its day. They were hugely important.
The displays include the sometimes quirky mementos of the days when commanders towered above the battlefield on majestic steeds.
This is a velvet saddle that was presented to the Duke of Cambridge by the Turkish Sultan during the Crimean War to say thank you for his...
But there are also reminders of the grueling, often deadly conditions the animals endured even before they reached the battlefield. One room recreates a ship's hold, complete with creaking boards. Dodd says the demand for horses in World War I was enormous.
In the first 12 days, the British Army bought up about 120,000 British horses from farms and from bus companies and things like that. But there weren't enough, and they weren't all good enough to be army horses, so they had to look further afield.
They looked to the United States. Horses and mules were sent over on transport ships, many dying en route. Those that made it were then shipped out again and into battle. The video opening the exhibit recreates those moments of horror and violence. Author Michael Morpurgo heard about it firsthand from the veteran he met. But what really touched Morpurgo was the former soldier's intense bond with the horse who carried him to the front lines when he was all of 17.
He was terrified. And they were all terrified. All his pals, he says, were terrified. But they couldn't talk about it. They absolutely could not talk about it. And he mustn't talk about it. He knew that. So the only person he could talk to, and he used the word person, the only person I could talk to was my horse. And I'd go to the horse lines at night when I was feeding them, and I'd stand by them and I'd stroke the neck and I'd whisper into his ear and I'd tell him stuff I could never even mention to my pals because we were all going through it anyway.
Morpurgo's book and play, like the exhibit, focus on the warriors who never chose to go into battle and never knew what was coming. Of the 1.2 million horses used by the army, nearly half died. For Morpurgo, it's a vivid reminder of the cost of war.
Horses are dying in here, men are dying in here, and roughly the same number of men and horses died in the First World War. So they did this thing together. There was extraordinary courage, loyalty, horror, all together, but they didn't do it apart. They were supporting each other.
As curator Pip Dodd moves on to another section of the exhibit, he admits to being moved by what he discovered during his research.
The vast majority of horses that served are now completely unknown and unknowable and anonymous, and there were millions of them. And so somehow we wanted to pay our respects, really, to the countless horses. So we came up with the idea of this mirror box.
A box surrounded by mirrors is filled with dozens of cut-out horses. The mirrors reflecting off each other multiply the number to infinity. Of all the horses used in World War I, only a handful returned to Britain. The rest were sold overseas as riding horses, workhorses, or for their meat. Morpurgo finds that almost unforgivable. For him, the horses of war are heroes, just as much as the soldiers who relied on them. For The World, I'm Laura Lynch, in London.
By the way, Steven Spielberg plans to release a film version of War Horse in December. You can see pictures from the British Army Museum's Hidden Heroes exhibit at theworld.org.